Hello, can somebody hear me?
Yes.
Is Lee Louis there?
Who is this?
Is Lee, okay, I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey, ma'am. I'm not selling anything, I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random. Are you speaking to the named person on the list?
Yes.
Okay. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably
definitely
not vote, ma'am?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And it's only going to take me like 2 minutes, okay? And in 2020 presidential election, ma'am, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Well, I have to wait until see what they offer.
No, I'm saying if in 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden? Yeah, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Okay, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I please ask your race?
Can I ask
are you
that?
Your race? Are you white, African American, black, Hispanic, Asian, mix?
Asian.
Asian. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, and use what is your age, ma'am? Use your age. That's it.
40.
40. Okay. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to politic issues, ma'am, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
You know, it really has to depend on the issues. You know, I would say somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed, ma'am?
Somewhere in the middle, I would say that. You know.
So the are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Probably pretty dissatisfied.
Satisfied. Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue is for you to how to focus
mm-hmm.
on. You said 10 if it's the most important, a 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all, okay? Improving
mm-hmm.
K-12 education from 0 to 10.
Very important, 10.
Okay. So I have 0 to 10, so mm-hmm. which one would it be?
Yes.
Most okay, thank you. What about banning tobacco products for all adults?
That's absolutely
not. Banning tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy. 0 to 10.
That's 5.
Okay. And making college more affordable, 0 to 10.
That's 5.
Okay, and the last one, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
That's very important, 10.
10, okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Do you want to disapprove?
So can you, I can't hear you, ma'am.
Strongly disapprove.
Oh, strongly approve?
No, disapprove.
Okay, give me 1 second. Strongly disapprove. Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel warm or cold. You might use any number from 0 to 100. The first one is going to be Joe Biden.
I would say 50.
50, okay? And the second one, the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
I would say they are 60.
60?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and lastly, ma'am, Democrats in Congress?
They are 20.
20?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each one, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important the issue for the FDA to be focused on. Use 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all, okay? The first one is authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help those who smoke move away from cigarettes. 0,
That's five.
Five, okay. The second one, authorizing prescription medication.
That should be 10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
That is probably 8.
The 8?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and lastly, ma'am, educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
Food safety is
10. 10, okay, ma'am. Thank you so much. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Will you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose? Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose, okay. Regardless of where you stand on the bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to you and your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are the other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority, other issues are more important right now. Which one would it be, ma'am? Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its effort on? Prohibiting an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive? Or the second one, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes, which are less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, ma'am? The first one or the second one?
The first one,
okay, ma'am. And lastly, I'd like you to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtuality or all traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome, okay? So the first one is an immediately loss for over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicaid, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Do you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not very concerned? No, not really.
Okay, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Very, somewhat, but not very, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, and the last one. More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing on of any kind. Very, somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, man. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement. Okay, the first one is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use travel laws such as marijuana possessions to justify with these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. 0, 5, or 10, or it be with, which 0 means you do not. You do not mean agree at all?
Five. I think 5 is okay.
Okay. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead of increases an underground black market, the release on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crimes. These type of drugs trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them, and it will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. 0 to 10, which one do you agree, ma'am?
5. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the last one, ma'am. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through sensation support and harm reduction. 0, 5, or strongly agreement? 10.
5.
Okay, man. In 1 second. Okay, sometimes you, over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose the ban of the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, someone oppose, or strongly oppose, ma'am?
Somewhat opposed,
okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain retaliatory nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, someone oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat opposed,
okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products of adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Much more benefits, somewhat more benefits, somewhat more harm, much more harm.
Or no,
you don't know.
I really don't care.
Which one would it be, ma'am? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, which one would it be? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Probably, you know. I don't know. Actually.
Okay. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. That's fine, man. That's fine. Again, will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Would it have no impact on your decisions of who to vote for? Much more willing, someone more willing, someone less willing, much less willing, or have no impact, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. This is the last form. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? The smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. But what about wine?
No.
No? Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. What about beer?
No.
Okay. Cigarettes?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Soda and pop?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Okay. Eat cigarettes or vapor products?
No.
And the last one, heat, not burn tobacco products, ma'am.
Tea, yes.
Yes, okay. Okay, ma'am, and switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for aesthetic purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am? 1 through 11, high school graduate, some college, college graduate?
College.
College?
College. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Children not all 18, over 18.
So is that a yes, no, or you refuse to answer?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income, or you don't know?
Working class.
Okay. Are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or both?
Actually, I'm working for union.
So that applies to respond?
Yeah.
Okay. And how will you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, rural, or you don't know, ma'am?
It's suburban.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Yes or no? No?
No.
All right. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation, okay?
Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye. Have a great day, ma'am.
For this class, 1999.